Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and happy Monday to everyone. Hope your Monday is starting off well, I guess you should say that. Another exciting week ahead. Almost autumn, I guess, according to my calendar, which I look at and go, tomorrow is the last day of summer. So, what are you going to do to bid summer goodbye? And autumn is here, fall. Yes, on Wednesday. Wednesday's the first full day. I'd have to look in to see what time and all that stuff it officially starts. Anybody know what time autumn actually starts? The weather's been really hot here, so I would say that it's doesn't feel like autumn in Southern California. It feels more like summer. It was 100 yesterday. Okay, I know I got callers, and I'm gonna let Spirit, what Spirit has to say to you today and what questions you have. And I had a comment I wrote this morning, kind of came to me. I'm trying to tap in. Over the weekend, I was kind of like feeling kind of weird, kind of down, and I realized that I haven't been tapping into the spirit side of myself, the spiritual side, the connected side, the side that's connected to source energy. So that's one of the intentions today, was to reconnect more, do a little meditation on connecting with source, God. And so I'm going to take your calls, and I got 510 has been waiting for a while, and then 415. And what was I going to say? Oh, my thing is, let me look up my quote. I write these things out, they come to me, and then I kind of space out on them. So I'll be with you in a minute. Give me a minute, and I'll take your calls, really, seriously, about a minute, okay? Take your worries and hand them over to God, the universe, and to be turned into joy. So the whole attitude, and when I talked to a client this morning, it was the whole attitude is, we have problems, we have difficulties, we need to let them go. Last week I talked a lot about, letting go of the wheel, turning the wheel over to God, driving through our lives. Go have some fun. Turn it over to God. Get rid of it. Whatever your problems are, turn them over, let them go, right? Okay, so let me take a couple calls. We'll get more into that. I have a couple articles I wanted to cover. I have an Abraham quote, which I always like to do, which was a very good quote for the day. It's along the same line of that. I am going to take your calls first, I promise. I will be there in a minute. And then a quote about forgiveness. I mean, an article about forgiveness. 17 things we know about forgiveness. And then before that, I want to do an article on 7 types of thinking we need to give up immediately. And which ties into what I just said. And giving up certain thinking helps us to let go of worry. Okay. We don't want to be around worrying all day, do we? No, absolutely not, right? As I told my friend, okay, well, we'll get into what I told my friend, my client friend. Okay, let me take a call. Stop babbling and take a call, right? Hello?
Hello, hi.
Hi, and who am I speaking to?
Tasha.
Tasha, what's going on in your life today? How is your Monday so far?
Oh, going good.
Going good. So what's on your mind? What are you thinking about?
I was wondering, what you pick up with, how do Christopher feel about me, and when do you see a relationship evolve as a queen? We've been dating almost 4 months on the 29th, 4 months of dating.
Well, the question is, your question is, when will it improve, right?
Yeah.
Isn't it really more of a question of if it will improve more than I mean, when's being optimistic? And that's good to stay optimistic about it improving. But the first question is if it will improve, right?
Yeah.
Because you're right now, you're not feeling good about it at all. I kind of pick up your energy more of, it's not that you don't feel good about it. It kind of goes back and forth. You have the good days, the bad days. Sometimes, the good moments, the bad moments. But you kind of question his commitment, right?
I just want to see where his head at with it.
I'm sorry? I didn't hear the question.
I just want to see his perspective on it.
What's his date of birth?
His birthday is August 28th, 19... Okay. Okay, he's 32.
Okay, so you want to know what he's thinking, and I'm trying to get into his energy because sometimes it's you know, sometimes people are very guarded about their energy field, which is okay. I get really kind of around him a stalling pattern, a hold pattern. It's not about not liking you or wanting you in his life, but it's about, this is where I want to go right now, and I'm not sure I want to go any further with it right now than just where it is. And so there are other entanglements in his life, and not necessarily romantic entanglements, but I get the words from Spirit that there are other entanglements in his life that kind of pull him away from a relationship. I don't know what those are, but he's having a hard time committing to seriously looking at it right now. So you're wondering in the future, will he come around? Will he change, mm-hmm. or will his attitude lighten up? Because it's not about you as much as it's about the outside influences that are affecting him on a relationship. Does that make sense to you at all?
Yeah.
That's what I'm picking up. So I don't really see any movement to 2016, next year. The early part of next year. We'll see what happens. I'm really feeling that it's going to take him that long, 3 or 4 months, at least 3 months, to work through what he's working through, to come to some place where he can say to himself, okay, I'm ready to be serious about this. I'm ready to give it my stuff, okay, my energy.
Okay.
And the only thing what you can do in the meantime is, and now this is going to sound very trite and silly, but it's not, it really does work. Just continue to send love.
Okay.
And be a friend. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. We're all rather interesting, aren't we? And men, we have a tendency not to. It's not that we don't want to commit to a relationship. We just don't always feel that we're prepared for a relationship at some level. We don't feel like, whether it's financial or emotional, or we don't want to give up our freedoms, and we don't want to give up this, and we don't want to give up that. But then sometimes when we think we're going to lose a relationship, we have this shift of, uh-oh, I'm losing this. And we shift a different direction. So I have some other callers. I'll take them in a minute. I would like to mention right now that if you like what I have to say, these are meant as very short readings. They're not meant to as intense involvement in your life. And you can go to my website and set up another reading, which is, you know, the minimum of about 10 minutes. And there's a special on there to do that for 10 minutes. Or if you feel, I like what you said, you know, I don't want to, you know, I just want to contribute a couple dollars. You can do that there too. And I really appreciate it. It makes me feel like, I'm doing something good and people are appreciating what I do. Yes, other than thank you. Yeah, thank you is good, though. Been doing thank yous for a long time. That's my commercial for the day, or this part of the show. So let me take another call or two. 954. Ooh, no, wait a minute. You just jumped in there. Okay, wait a minute. And it's 415 is next, and then 315. So let me take the 415 has been holding. I don't have a screener, so I don't know sometimes who jumps in and out. Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you have to unmute.
I'm sorry, repeat your name.
I'm here. My name is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. How are you today? You're very formal, Catherine.
Yes, I have a formal name.
You're not a Kathy.
No.
Or a Cat.
No.
Or any of those whimsical names, you're a Catherine.
No.
Okay, so what's going on with
Catherine
you today?
Catherine the Great.
Ah, with a C then. You're with a C and not a K, right?
Oh, no, I'm a K.
Well, you can't be Catherine the Great with a K. You know that.
Yeah, you can. Of course
you're
I can. I'm Catherine the Great with a K. So I'm unique. No.
Okay.
But anyway.
We're going
to
get into semantics.
To answer the question, the first day at Autumnal Equinox is on September 23rd at 4 a.m.
Oh, very good. See, 4 a.m. I knew it was the 3rd, but I wasn't at 23rd, but I wasn't sure what time. Okay, 23rd, 4 a.m. Very good. Hopefully I'm not up awake at that time to watch it, to greet it, right? Yeah, no, I don't want to be up. I don't want to be up greeting it at 4 a.m. I'll let my dog do that. Okay, so what's going on with you today?
Well, it's kind of what you're talking about releasing worry and anxiety. It tends to hit me at night, so I'll just kind of wake up at 4 or 5 a.m. It'll wake me up. And so I'd like to be able to sleep deeper and to have more energy in the daytime.
Okay. So you're looking for some kind of guide?
Any messages about that? Anything about it. I do try, like what you said, I release it, and it's not seem to be releasing.
Okay, so there's specific things that you're worried about more than others, right?
Yes.
And you follow the same kind of sleep patterns constantly, correct?
Yeah, I fall asleep.
Yeah, I'm just getting your energy.
And then I wake up too early.
Yeah, you fall asleep, but you wake up and with worry.
Yes.
What does spirit have to say? You know, the first thing that, you know, what really came in right away, and I'm going to have to give it to you anyway, because this is what it came in. So it's before you go to bed. I don't know your habits before going to bed, but I've just suggest, maybe you're doing this already and it's not working, but what I'm hearing for you is you need to go to bed with very positive thoughts. And what I mean by positive thoughts is inspirational reading or inspirational music or the other thing I hear too is doing appreciations. Okay. Appreciations.
Right.
Doing a lot of appreciations and especially about in the area that you have a problem, appreciating the fact that you can handle that the answers will come to you. The solutions, they're there, that you're and also convincing your mind that yes, the sleep will help me to receive answers. It's not
okay.
Sleep is not for worry. Sleep is for answers. Sleep
right.
is for solutions.
Okay,
the solutions. And you need to kind of wire yourself, your brain, to this idea that while I'm sleeping, I'm going to receive solutions to my problems and not go back over and over again my problems. Okay?
Right.
So you go to bed and you go to sleep excited that you're going to get solutions in the middle of the night. You're going to get the aha, I got it moments versus the worry moments. And it'll take some time, but you'll hardwire your brain to solutions, to solutions, to solutions. Okay?
Okay.
Try that. Before you go, do some appreciations, do some inspirational reading or however you do it. But then, in a mantra kind of thing, I'm going to sleep now with the intent of receiving solutions.
Okay.
And I'm excited about receiving solutions in the middle of the night.
Right. That's different. Yeah.
Yeah, it is different. Because you're trying to hardwire your brain or your consciousness to solution-oriented versus worry-oriented. Got it? Try it to me.
Okay.
See how it works. Oh, anybody else out there, that's advice for anybody who's got to, worries. Because I used to wake up in the middle of the night like that. And I'm like, how am I going to pay my bills? How am I going to pay my bills? Oh, God, no, I don't have the money, right?
Right.
So what I've been practicing that whole thing about, okay, God, you take the wheel. Our source energy, you take the wheel. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go. Yeah, I'm going to go back to sleep and you take the wheel. You take the problems, okay? But be solution-oriented as you go to bed. Try that, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Take care. Catherine with
okay,
a K.
Okay, you too.
Catherine the Great, I like that. Okay, have some fun. Okay, bye. Okay, so we got callers. Ooh, we got lots of callers. Will I ever get to my articles? I doubt it. Okay, so I'm going to go by how long you've been holding. So 315 is first, and then 954. You know what? I'm going to have to be, not to be rude about this, I try to keep these as short as possible, as I mentioned earlier, and if you want an extended reading, you can call me, and we'll set up a time. But that's cool. I appreciate you people calling in, though. The fact that people want to talk to me, just, it's like, oh boy. So 315. And if I skip over you, it's not intentional. It's just because I'm not capable of reading this board very well. Hello.
Hello, George.
Hello.
Hello, George. This is Annette.
Annette, how are you today on this beautiful Monday?
Oh, I don't know.
Wait, aren't you ready for a groovy week?
Yes, I am.
Well, so you got to keep that mindset. My mindset. It's going to be a great week, right?
Okay. Well, today hasn't started that way, but that's what I wanted to know. What do you get from Source, basically?
And, about your about what? Be a little more
anything
specific.
In general.
So you want general thoughts, right?
Yeah, I am going to call you for a reading.
Okay, let me give you this real quick, because then this is what I'm kind of hearing. I get the words quick turnaround. So whatever your funk you're in right now, it's a quick turnaround, okay?
Okay.
Source will soon, and you're going to call me back and tell me about this later or maybe tomorrow or whatever, but Source is saying to you that something will be brought to you today to kick you in a different direction. Kick you in a different direction,
okay.
Which means a smile on your face, something that nice that happens, so you're going to go, okay, I'm feeling better.
Okay. Alrighty.
So I'm really feeling that you're going to get something that today, you know, it's some kind of nice little thing that'll, maybe it's a compliment, it's something that says, okay, yeah, I feel better, I'm going to kick it in a different direction. Okay?
Okay, honey. It's like
I'll give you real quick the picture I see. It's like somebody turns your shoulders and pushes you in a different direction, you know, off that rock. Okay, this is a better path to be on. You need to be on this path, kind of thing. Okay, got it?
Okay. I think that happens all my life.
Okay.
Thank you, George.
Thank you. Well, it's soon, okay? Take care. Bye.
Thank you, honey. Bye-bye.
Okay, so what do we got going on here? We got a bunch of calls. Thank you. Thank you for calling in. Appreciate everybody. 954 is next, and then 360, and then a 111. Yeah, a 111. I love those 111s. You know, I got a picket fence call. I call those picket fence calls. Okay, let me take this. They've been holding a while. Hello?
Yes, hello, George. This is Mary. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, hi, Mary. How are you?
Well, I'm a bit stressed out today. I was trying to get some financial assistance, and I haven't got a call back yet today. And there's some financial issues
Wednesday.
Going on.
Wednesday.
I wonder how you feel about it.
Wednesday. Wednesday, Wednesday, Wednesday came in for you. Wednesday's a good day for you. Now, it means it might be that something for Wednesday will happen, but Wednesday feels like a bright, shiny day for you. Okay?
Because that is the deadline on this financial issue.
Yeah, but Wednesday, for some reason, Wednesday's a really good day for you. Maybe, I don't know why, maybe it'll happen, whatever you need is going to happen before that, but I don't know why Tuesday's not a good day, but I got Wednesday, and I'm just not going to try to change it because Spirit said Wednesday's a really good day for you. Okay?
I won't, you know, like...
I don't know what they're doing.
Mind.
I don't know what the universe is doing for you. I don't know what the universe is doing for you, but they say Wednesday's going to be a great day for you. Okay?
And will this continue, this kind of trend? Will it get better? Because it's kind of been going off the rails.
Oh, you mean life in general, right?
Well, the financial picture in general.
How I hear it for you, and it feels like you've been doing what you feel you need to do to change course, right? You're not just stuck in it, right?
Well,
that's
I'm
what I get.
To...
You're not stuck. Okay. So I get yes. A new pathway will be, I don't know why they get into this pathway thing today, but they're gonna this pathway thing, that a new pathway is being built for you to go down. A new pathway is being built. That God or the universe or where you would use there is building a new bridge for you to go over to prosperity. I like that. A new bridge is being built for you to go over. Okay?
Yes, that sounds good, and hopefully that'll be soon.
You will see or feel real positive results in this October.
Oh, good. Oh,
okay.
All right.
Hang
October.
In there. October. And, you know, October. Not by October. October. Okay?
In October. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that gives some hope. Thanks a lot, George. I do appreciate
You're welcome.
That.
Take care. Good. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Wait a minute. Bye. Okay, so I got calls. I don't know who's been holding the longest. It's like people go away and stay 360. Didn't we already talk? I don't think so. And then I got 111. So let me take the 360 and then the 11111. And then, yeah, and then 631. And then we'll go on from there, see what's left. Okay, so let me do this. So this is the next one I get. Sometimes you need a screener. Hello?
Hi, this is Lori calling from Washington State.
Lori, how are you today?
I'm hanging in there.
Oh,
no. A lot of work to do.
Hanging is not a good thing, is it? Hanging doesn't sound good.
That's true. It doesn't.
You gotta stop hanging.
Okay.
You got to be running, I guess. No, just okay. So what's going on? We could spend a lot of time on that, but it just doesn't feel right. Change. See, verbiage is really important. What we say about ourselves. If you say "I am hanging," that means that's what your state is. I am hanging. So if you need to change your terminology to "I am prospering," "I am being successful," "I am getting to my goals." Change the words after I am, and it changes your whole mindset of who you are. Does that make sense?
Definitely, yep.
So what would you say instead of "I am hanging in there"? How about this? I am getting solutions to my problems.
Yes. I'm getting.
How's that? That's simple enough. I am getting solutions to my problems.
Yeah.
I am turning my problems over to God for solutions. You could use that one, too.
That's a nice one.
Yeah, instead of hanging in there, I'm hanging in there. Well, it's like, well, I might fail. I might fall off the ledge, but I'm going to hang in there for a while, right?
Yeah, that's true. Very true.
So what specifically? You have a specific question? I need to move along. But, yeah, I would watch your terminology. It's really important.
Okay.
Because that's what you're putting out to the universe. When you're saying, I am hanging in there means, I may make it, may not, you know. Okay, I don't need your help. I'm just going to hang around for a while. Right?
Exactly.
So what's the I got to move on pretty quickly here, but
okay.
What specifically can I help you with or anything? I think the terminology is really important for you anyway.
Well, I was wondering, you know, when
you
I
there?
Might see me come in. I was wondering when I might see some improvement in my life. Like, when are things going to get better?
Now. Never. Now. Like, now. Like today. Like, now. I mean, I don't say that flippantly just to try to make you feel good, and if it does, good. But I heard the word now. It's like change is starting to happen. Maybe it's because you're changing your terminology, your attitude about your life. But it's you institute this, I am getting there now, okay? Now. Not tomorrow, not next week, now. That's what they keep saying to you, now. And believe it. You got to believe it, though, because if you don't believe it, it'll never happen.
Oh, that's nice to hear.
You got to believe that there's change and it's now. And the change, and I hear it as the change starts with you.
Okay.
Got it? Work on it.
Yeah,
you'll
thank
get there.
You.
First step is change the terminology you're using. I am getting solutions to all my problems. I am relying on the universe for solutions. And you'll get there really quick.
Okay. Awesome.
I am learning to smile more. Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Smiling.
True.
Just try smiling more. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank
Take
you.
Care. You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Take care.
You too.
Okay. This is not okay. Here we go. Okay. Let me take a deep breath. You know, like I got to take a deep breath. I got to take a little mental moment of break. Not a long one. I'm checking out now. No, not really. Let's have 111 is the next one, and then a 631. I'm looking at this thing correctly. 631, 315. If we have talked already, and I'm calling out your area code, and we've talked, yell at me and say, "No, George, we've talked. Don't have to talk. I'm just listening." So if 315 is just listening, tell me, and you don't need to. Here again, talk, but I get lost in these numbers. They should have names instead of numbers, but they don't. Okay, I guess never mind. Okay, so I'm taking the 111 call now. So the rest of you hang in there. Oh, Hello.
Hi, George. This is me again.
Yes. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm feeling positive today for some reason or the other.
Okay, good.
So how
can I help you today? I have a lot of callers today for some reason. Must be Monday. Must be a worry Monday. Everybody has worry Monday going on here. Okay.
So I am considering buying a particular 4-year-old BMW 3 Series car and wanted to ask if you see any problems with the car mechanically or in any other ways, electrically or whatever. And if it is the right price, I am buying the car, whatever is the...
Well, let me answer that in two different parts, okay? First of all, I heard take it to your mechanic or have somebody take a look at it that's knowledgeable. I don't pick up any problems, potential problems right now. I would have anybody look at the hoses on it, okay? The hoses. Hoses, you know, like hoses for water, you know, temperature and all that stuff, hoses, make sure there's no cracks in hoses, okay? I mean, that's immediately is not a problem, but you're going to keep the car for a little while. So you want to have that checked out, is what I hear, okay? Does that make sense? Or you can visibly look at it yourself and go under the hood and look for something that, anything that looks like it's worn or cracked, okay? That may not fail now, but it may fail out a year from now. And before you pay for it and say, oh, I'm going to buy this, please replace these. Or I'm going to reduce the price, but I offer you because these, I see these potential problems. That's what I hear for you. Okay. You're a very good negotiator. You are good. Okay. You're good. Take the compliment. You're good. Okay. So yes, I would say that your negotiational skills in this are very good. You'll get a fair price. Okay. But I also hear bargain them down. They feel a little like they really need to get rid of this car, okay?
Right.
For whatever
reason.
Does that
mean there's a problem with the car?
You can work the price down a little bit. It's basically what I'm trying to tell you. You can work the price down a little bit. Not a major move,
and
but you can work the price down. Got it?
Okay. And does the hose... Okay, and does the hose actually have a problem, like cracks or whatever you thought it could be, or is it...
I sense that you need to check that out, but I get a feeling there might be something that needs to be looked at, okay? It won't immediately be a problem, but it could be a problem like 6 months from now, a year from now, okay?
Okay, thank you.
And I would say to you that have... You know, that's why having a mechanic look at it is better, but it feels like maybe the air filters or some filters need to be checked out too. Okay, which is not a very expensive, but it just still needs to be checked out, okay? Because that'll keep the car from running as smoothly as it should run, okay? And the fuel injectors and all that fun stuff. It just feels like the maintenance on the car is not completely up to snuff, okay? But you can negotiate a price down based on that stuff.
Okay, and do you think if I do a proper servicing, a full servicing, that should solve the problems you mentioned?
Yeah, it'll be in a good place for a long time. Okay.
All right, thank you. And lifestyle and affordability wise, do you think it'll be all right for me in the long term because of insurance is
what?
High?
Sorry. I think what I kind of get about this car, for some reason, it feels like there's a lot of pride and ownership for you owning this car.
There is.
You'll feel good about owning it for some reason, okay?
Okay, and it's
a little
not
ego boost,
pride.
I guess, is another way to put it. No, you'll work the price. You'll get a price that's fair. More than better, you'll get a better price on them, okay? It's not foolish because it's a good car, basically. Okay?
Okay. Thank you, George. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Take care.
And you. Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Oops. Wait a minute. Okay. So let me review the board again and see who's on and who's not on and who's been calling me. And I guess the next one is a 631 number. Okay. And then a 315. Wow, we got a bunch of people today. Well, is it one of those kind of Mondays, huh? So if you've already listened, and if I already talked to you and you're on the board still, tell me you're on the board, but you just want to listen just by your area code, and I'll know to not buzz you again and save some time. So 631. Okay, here we go. And then what's after that? You went away. No, it's 315. People just, this thing moves around all the time. It's like, okay. It's like shooting ducks and keep moving in a barrel, right? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Yes. Who am I speaking to?
Patty.
Patty, what's going on in this beautiful Monday?
Well, the Cubs are winning, and yay.
The Cubs are winning. Who are they playing today?
Tonight, I think they're playing the Brewers. The Milwaukee Brewers.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, okay. Well, see, well, they're not going to get to the World Series. You know that.
No, they are. I'm focusing on the past.
Because the Dodgers are going to get to the World Series. I'm sorry, dear. The Dodgers are going to get there, and you don't have a chance. Okay?
So yeah, we'll see about that.
Don't call somebody who lives 6 miles from Dodger Stadium and say, the Cubs are good. Well, you guys deserve it, though. It's been a long time. I agree. So, yeah, you deserve it. Okay, and you have a great manager, and you're probably one of the better managers in baseball. Okay, so.
And I read that he meditates for 20 minutes every day, and he rides his bicycle 60 to 70 miles a week, and that's where he gets all his ideas.
Probably that's really good. Yeah, he's a really interesting person.
Yes, he is. Okay, yeah, my question.
Yeah, he also plays a lot of rock and roll in the thing and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And yeah. Okay,
awesome.
So what's going on? What's going on?
I had a fabulous weekend, and I wanted to ask Spirit a big question. I had a great time and day with my friend Darren on Saturday, and what does
Feels
Spirit have to say about this relationship now? Is it closer or what?
No. Stop for a second.
Yes,
you didn't let me answer.
Yes.
Well,
okay.
They said feels the same. Feels the same. That means he feels the same. He feels the same the way you do.
Oh my gosh, I got the chills when you said that. Oh.
Feels the same. A little bit more resistant, but feels the same. Okay.
Okay.
His ego is kind of weird at that some things, and it's a little more, but he feels the same. He may not admit to it right away. He's a guy that just doesn't talk about his feelings as much as you do, right?
Right.
Okay.
Oh, this made my day, George. You don't know how happy you've made my day.
Okay, so the Cubs can keep winning, and I hope the Cubs beat the Cardinals, and I hope the Cardinals just kind of go away out of the playoffs, and that would be like, for us in Los Angeles, that would be heaven for the Cardinals to go away. But that's beside the point.
Well, we got the Angels in the outfield for the Cubs, so we'll see who wins. But thank you for the message. I am greatly appreciative. Thank you, thank
You're
you,
welcome.
Thank you.
You
have
take
a great
care.
One.
Bye.
Thanks,
you
George.
Too.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, so I'm confused now. See, now I can be confused for a moment, yeah, because I'm seeing some numbers that I think look familiar, and I have a 631 and then a 315. Now, we've already talked. Please tell me that, yeah, George, we're done. You know, 631 or 315, 631 909 or 315-286. If we've already talked, please tell me, because I can say hello again, but then after that is a 617, then an 8. Oh, then 805 is before that. So we'll go through these and see who wants to talk. Because you guys won't go away. No, they won't go away. Hello.
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 Yes. Hi. This is Suzanne. I had a quick couple of questions. I'm thinking of quitting the job I have now to be a bus matron and lunch monitor just because I can make more money. You see it going well. I'm supposed to go for the second interview. Well, not the second interview. I got the job. Just do the paperwork tomorrow.
Okay. So the overall question is this going to go well for you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I get the word happy camper. Happy camper. Happy camper. It's not perfect.
Do you see me getting like a lunch monitor job or subbing at a lunch monitor or something in between? Because I need something in between too.
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely.
What's
the hesitation here? There's some energy hesitation. Yeah, there's an energy hesitation on your part, not their part. What's your problem?
It's not that. It's just I didn't hear anything from that. Like, I just started I just applied over the summer, but I have a job, so I just called them today to see if there was anything. You see what I'm saying? Like, I can't quit this job until the boss tells me exactly when I can start, and then the lunch monitor would be in between because the bus is in the morning and afternoon.
Ah, okay. Your day will be full and complete. Your day will be full and complete, okay? Shortly. Your day will be full and complete shortly, okay?
Okay, and that's real quick, answer. When do you see my son moving back in with me? He lives with his dad right now. For a while, but...
Yeah, I'm not getting it right. I'm not getting it, like, in the near future. I'm not getting it this year, okay?
Next year?
Yeah, before spring of next year. Before spring of next year. Okay?
Oh, yeah, I was thinking next year.
Maybe like February, March, something like that. Okay? That's what
okay.
it feels like. They don't get along as well. They kind of get along, but it's like the nerves are getting frayed a bit. Okay? And I think the holiday season is going to really fray the nerves there. Okay?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Your son's pushing him, okay?
Really? He doesn't seem like he does that because just does whatever his dad says.
Passive-aggressively pushes him, okay?
Really?
No, your son's pushing his dad, pushing him, okay?
Well, probably because the dad's an idiot. No, I'm kidding. I'm not kidding.
Well,
but.
Whatever, but I just get that, so I'm going to leave it at that, okay? He's pushing him, getting on his nerves a little bit, okay?
I think I'll be able to get a one-bedroom instead of a studio when he comes to live here because my lease is up in December. I have to have these two.
Yes, early next year, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, so if you've been listening and you want to get a further reading from me, I'll give you my website. Or if you just want to say, hey, I really appreciate what you did for me today, here's a couple bucks just out of thank you, here is my website. I didn't do commercials before, but I thought, yeah, why not, you know? But I appreciate you guys. I love you guys anyway. I love talking to people. I mean, really, regardless if I got a dime or not, I'd still do this, but just kind of helps pay for the bills. I don't do this. Actually, I don't get money. I paid it. That's my website. So inclined, I would appreciate it. Okay, even if it's a couple dollars. Okay, what do we got going on here? All these numbers. Okay, so who's next? Is it 8:05, I guess? I guess it's you, right? I'm thinking, yeah, you've been holding the longest. Hello?
Hi, George. This is Donna. How are you?
I'm doing well. How's Donna doing?
I'm good. Thank you. I wanted to know if a job is, I would like to be working part-time. So I wanted to know, you know, finances will get better.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to give you two parts of this. First part is yes, it'll get better. But second part is you got to push the envelope a little bit. You got to be more assertive. I don't know why I say that, but I get the word assertive around you. You need to be more assertive. And I don't know what that means in the sense of looking or creating or manifesting jobs, but you need to be more assertive. Because and it really feels like, and I'll give it this way, it feels like with all your talents and abilities and all that who you are, you need to assert yourself for what you can do. Does that make sense to follow me on that one? That's an interesting way of putting it, and that's how I hear it. You just need to look at yourself and go, hey, I'm really, really good at this. I need to be a little more assertive to push myself in this direction because I know I can do this really well, and I have to do it more of it. Okay?
Yeah.
I don't know specific like that means. It really feels like you need to be assertive about yourself because you're too gifted not to be doing better.
Yeah,
you know
I
that.
Agree.
You know that.
Yeah,
you absolutely know that. So I think what they're saying, yes, but you got to get out there and say, hey, look at me, I'm okay, I'm great. You know, not in an egotistical way, but in a way of just promoting yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
You
got to sell yourself.
Yes, more so, and then it'll turn around. Boom, boom, boom.
Oh, wonderful. Okay.
Get out of cruiser mode.
Yes, I'll do that.
Okay. Do it
all
now.
Right.
Like yesterday.
Okay, do it. All right.
Take care.
All right. Thank
Bye
you.
Now.
Bye. You too.
Yeah, well, sometimes we get into that mood, don't we? We get into that, oh, I got another thing to tell you. Okay, so you can do this for me. And I'm taking over this online magazine. It used to be a paper magazine, now went online, and I'm taking it over. And this is the magazine. And, oops, wait a minute. Okay. I got a couple. I've got to take your calls, I promise. I got a few more minutes. It's a .info. It's not a .com for some reason. Ooh, that's not an .ingo. It's an .info. This is the magazine. Take a look at it now. I'm going to make some changes. I'm not making it more into a newspaper in the sense of constantly updating it and articles. And I'm looking for articles, too. And I've met a couple people actually through the radio show that seem to be wanting to be contributors in spiritually inspiring, love-based articles. You know, it's all about positive energy and positive stuff and, you know, inspirational stuff. That's the kind of direction I'm going. So much for that. Yes. What are we doing? 617. And I think I pretty much talked to everybody on that, unless I haven't. If 503 really needs to talk, let me know, okay? Because I'm not sure about these numbers, because some of them seem to be repeats. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, who am I speaking to?
This is Annette.
Annette, have we spoke? No, we haven't spoke, have we?
Oh, maybe a couple months, not 90 months ago. Maybe about a year ago.
Okay, not like 15 minutes ago. Okay, so what's going on? I'm running out of time here, dear, so we're going to have to get to the point real quick. Great.
Okay, the point is work.
Work, okay.
Yeah.
So what's the question?
Works well, the a good question thing. Is, well, yes, it is. Well, I'm just having a lot of trouble issues with work, and I'm looking to actually move on.
Okay, saying the way you said it, and here's how the answer I get, and spirit showed me a picture. Okay, they showed me a picture of using the analogy of your problems being ironed out, like the wrinkles about work being ironed out. So they're going to be ironed out, okay?
Oh, yes.
A good month for you. Now you probably go, oh, it's too far away, but it's not. November is a good month for you. It's an excellent
month
for these things to be ironed out, okay?
Okay.
You'll get there.
Okay.
Be patient.
I will.
Get your ironing board ready.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
I think they're seriously saying you need a new outfit or something to wear. Okay? You need something new and fresh to feel good about when you go on a job interview. Something new.
Oh, my God.
Makes you feel...
That's true. That's what I've been thinking. I need a suit.
Yeah, you do. You need something new. Maybe that's why they brought up the ironing board thing. You need something to wear, press it, get going, feel really good about yourself when you go out there. Okay?
Yes,
so
that's exactly what I've been thinking. And it's been running through my head, I need a new wardrobe.
Well, do it.
You know what? Gosh darn it, I am.
Okay, take care. I got to go.
Thank you, George. Yeah. Blessings.
Right, thank you. Bye. Okay, I think I've covered everybody. Anybody out there that I haven't talked to? No. I think so. Did we talk 503? If you're on the chat room, 503, did we talk? I don't know. Let me take it real quick. You got about 30 seconds if we haven't talked. Hello?
Yeah. Hi, George. I'm wondering if I can get some guidance around a recent relationship that has broken up but feels unfinished.
Okay, dear. I'm going to have you hold on for me because this sounds like it's going to go longer than the show, okay?
Okay.
But I end the show, hang in there, and we'll talk. Does that make sense?
Great, thanks. Yes.
So I'll put it on end, and then we can talk a little bit for a couple minutes because this one seems like it's something that's going to take more than 30 seconds to cover, right?
Okay. Thanks, George.
Okay. So tell me your story first.
A relationship that went on for about 2.5 months that was intense and maybe the most deep connection I've ever experienced, but we broke up about 6 weeks ago, and it feels unfinished to me, and I'm just wondering.
Well, first thing I hear, Just hang in there. It's going to give these sounds and noises and stuff, but don't worry about it. Okay, first thing I hear that this relationship was really about a lot of lessons for you. You there?
Yes.
A lot of lessons for you. Okay?
Okay.
That there were some lessons about you needed to learn. You needed this relationship. Now, we're not going to get to the where it's going and all that stuff yet, because this is really about what it did for you. Okay, there's a lot of lessons for you, and also it really taught you that you can open up your heart again, didn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, you really loved.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of sad. I've been there. I know that one. I know that one where you loved a lot, but it feels like, what's the person's first name or first initial?
V.
I'm really feeling that you weren't appreciated as much as you wanted to be, in the sense of he didn't, it's like you really got deep into this. And he kind of got there, but he was afraid of going as deep as you. Okay?
Yeah. Yes.
And so, you know, he wasn't able to go that final step or two, that final few steps into it. Okay?
Yes.
I see the chicken wings, so he's a big chicken. Chicken. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes.
But I'm also hearing the words regrets. And I'm really skittish about telling you he's coming back, but there are regrets on his part that he couldn't do it. I don't know if that makes you feel any better, but I really feel that there's regrets. But you're really wounded by how it ended, aren't you? You're wounded.
Can you
forgive him?
Yes.
You can?
Yeah, I think I can.
Nah, but I'm feeling the energy here is even though you forgive him, you're going to hold that chip. Like, well, I wonder if he's going to do this. I wonder if he'd do this again, you know? I wonder if he's going to do this again. I can forgive him, but maybe I'm going to be very cautious about this man because he could go there again easily.
Yeah.
So what's the real bottom line question here?
I guess I'm wondering...
You'll get an opportunity to rekindle. You're going to get an opportunity to rekindle. That's how I hear it. You'll get an opportunity to rekindle. And I'm really feeling it's not too far off into the future.
Okay.
Going on here. And he's a little bit of a butthead about this, if I could use that expression, if it doesn't offend you. And so I'm sensing, there's a rekindling. There's some regret. There's coming back and trying to make amends. Okay.
Mhm. Okay.
But it's not fair to promise you it's going to be like roses and picket fences but it's also I'm not going to say it's not going to work. I'm just going to say you're going to get the opportunity to rekindle. Okay? And what you do with it is what you do with it.
Okay.
Really. What it comes down to, cuz he has a lot of growth to do and I'm not sure if he's ready for the growth that he needs to do to wow, you're a really good person.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
No, I mean, I get you're really a good person. And I'm not sure if he's quite ready to do the growth it's going to take to be worthy of the relationship, of you, really. I don't know why I say that, but it just feels that way for some reason. Maybe he'll come around quicker, but I just don't feel like he's going to have to make some real progress to get to your level.
Okay.
That's sad, but that's true. That's what I get. Okay. You
all
take
right.
care.
Thanks, George.
You're
Thanks.
Welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Now,